What was the question again? We've come a long way in the past few years in Scotland on LGBT equality, and we've seen, you know, massive change in recent years in the law and also in social attitudes. But I think most people will still be shocked by the fact that almost all LGBT people, 97%, have faced prejudice or discrimination in Scotland, and 49% within the last month alone. And the sorts of reports that we're hearing from LGBT people right across the country range from negative comments and attitudes, which can, in the long term, have quite a damaging effect, to verbal, physical and even sexual abuse, as well as discrimination when people are accessing services, including public services, and in employment. So these are really serious instances of prejudice and discrimination. And as LGBT people are saying in the report, 94% believe that more needs to be done to tackle this day-to-day prejudice and discrimination that LGBT people are facing. Well, some of these instances will be hate crimes, and we've had a lot of LGBT people saying that the whole process actually of reporting hate crimes can sometimes be quite off-putting. You're having to go over something that has probably been deeply traumatising for you, and the last thing you probably want in that situation is to have to go through the formal process of reporting it. Many people are reporting hate crimes. We know there's still a lot of under-reporting in Scotland, and that the rate of reported hate crimes is still far too high. So there's a lot to be done, and that's why we're calling on all of the political parties in Scotland in the run-up to the next election, which is now just a year away, to make clear policy and manifesto commitments and set out how they intend to tackle LGBT inequality in Scotland. Well, there's a lot of work that needs to be done across the board. So there's more work that needs to be done in terms of securing equality in the law, particularly for transgender people. There's also more work that needs to be done in terms of tackling prejudice and hate crime and making services in Scotland, our public services, ensuring that they meet the needs of LGBT people, particularly in areas such as education, where a lot of young LGBT people feel let down, and in areas like the NHS, where particularly transgender people feel let down by a system which is making them wait months and indeed years to get gender reassignment treatment, for example. So we're calling on the Scottish Government to publish an LGBT equality and human rights strategy, because we think this work needs to be approached in a more strategic way. And we're also calling on all of the parties to make very clear manifesto commitments about how they intend to tackle these problems in each of the areas.